Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Kelly.
I'm going to ask you an interesting question. Are you invisible? Think about it for a moment.
I'm sure you don't mean we are not there physically or that we can be seen through. So what exactly do you mean?
Well, let me give you a few examples. A mother took her young son to school and a teacher met him. She asked him, "Who brought you to school, John?" And he replied, "Nobody."
Ah, his poor mum. He didn't want to admit her presence with him. Too embarrassing to have your mother bring you to school and no doubt holding your hand.
Another example. A parent walks into a room of students, high school age, and says, "Turn off the television and do your homework." No heads turn, no response. He or she may as well have been invisible for the impression they made.
A good one. What about this? Maybe you walk into a room full of people all talking. No one greets you. No one waves or comes over to you. You stand there feeling very much like you're invisible.
Perhaps you've even been to a big church and feel like no one really knows you're there or even cares you came. And it's not a good experience.
Thankfully, nowadays, most churches have a welcoming person or two standing by the entrance. And it does feel good to be acknowledged. Everyone needs to be recognised.
Perhaps the one exception to that being a celebrity who just wants a little privacy without being swamped by eager fans.
You know why? They know the fans are only interested in their public image, the one they recognise from TV or the screen or politics, etc.
Exactly. Fans only think they know the person, but they really have no idea of the real human being beneath that outward image they portray.
You know, isn't it true that there are many hard-working, faithful people who may seem invisible because they work behind the scenes, so to speak? No one might even be aware of the work they do, be it highly important or practical necessities.
True, but someone always knows. And that person is God. He knows the reason why they do these things. He knows their motives. In fact, he knows who they are deep down in their heart. That is something to remember. You are not invisible to God.
That's right. We are told in the Bible that religion is about moral rules for life. But God is more interested in a closer relationship with us than the mere keeping of rules. That's why Jesus told us that even the very hairs of our head are numbered.
In my case, that wouldn't be too difficult. But that simply means no detail of our lives escapes God's notice. That thought can either be comforting or make us feel very uneasy. It depends on whether we have a personal relationship with God. That is, if we recognise him as our Heavenly Father or not.
We're not invisible to our mother or father. That is, if they are caring parents. In the same way, if we believe in God and his Son, Jesus Christ, we can be sure he knows everything about us.
Ask yourself this. Am I a child of God? Has God adopted me into his family? If you are unsure, remember, it's not by any good things that you might have done that can make you a true Jesus follower. It's what Jesus has done by dying on the cross for you. He will fill your heart with his peace if you trust him with your whole heart and soul. Why not make the decision today?
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you would like to write to us, simply address your letter to George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. That address again, George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank 2170.